Blows was the first album that was credited to the so-called Jefferson Starship.
Jefferson Airplane was in the process, the two-year process of breaking up.
Right, right, right.
And me being a science fiction person, I think, well, let me just, it's about space.
Right.
So I'll just sort of subtitle it Jefferson Starship, Paul Kanner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it sat there after we put it out for about 2 or 3 years before we did Jefferson Starship about 4 years later.
Right.
We were finally, when we realized that the band had broken up, and Grace and I said, well, this, I had to drag Grace screaming out because we had just had a child for a year or so, too, screaming back into a civilization. And it was my fault. And although she eventually enjoyed it. But we pulled it out, and our manager suggested, well, why don't you use the name Jefferson Starship again?
Oh, wow.
I said, no, I don't want to do that. That's too obvious.
Oh, yeah.
But then we as with the original Jefferson Airplane, which was our joke name at the time, we couldn't think of a better name that we would all agree on.
Yeah.
So it became Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
And likewise, it became Jefferson Starship.
Oh,
But the first thing was just sort of an appellation,
right.
A tag on, nothing really serious.
Right. And then after Blows, you guys did a couple more albums with roughly the same, you know, marvelous.
Well, everybody was here.
Personnel.
Yeah, they were good. And some of Jerry Garcia's best playing.
Absolutely. Sunfighter has also been one of my favorite albums. Jerry's playing on the song Million is unbelievable.
Jerry playing on anything is nearly unbelievable. Yeah. He had this gift of tone quality that's like a beautiful singer, but his guitar tone, nobody, maybe B.B. King, him and B.B. King can reproduce a guitar tone that is just elementally beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And just sucks you in no matter what. It's like a speaker, be it Billy Graham or Hitler.
Right.
Who is a good speaker.
Right.
They're just good.
Yeah.
And what they do, whether you like what they're saying or not, is almost irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just great speakers. And Jerry, in that sense, he can play the phone book almost.
Right.
And sound good.
Right. And also give
and
it.
And move you.
Jerry, one of the things that I've really come to appreciate even more over the years, although I was always into it, was how much Jerry was able to tell a story with no words whatsoever through his guitar, so that his solos almost have a narrative buildup in a way. So
well, they're just like, beautiful. I can use no better word than beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like a beautiful woman. He's just uniquely beautiful.
Yeah.
And almost universally. Yeah. Almost on everything he works on. He used to play banjo, you know, five-string banjo.
Yeah.
And that's where he originally started. He didn't play nothing but banjo. And this is like 1961.
Right.
He was beautiful on banjo.
Oh, yeah.
He got this, I don't know how, I'm jealous, I still can't do it myself. He gets this tone out of an instrument. He gave me one of his banjos, actually. And even I sound a little better on it than I normally do, but I don't sound like him.
Yeah.
There's just some people who have a spirit in them, and it translates through their brain, down their arm, into their fingers, into this piece of wood and metal and strings and things, and it comes out like Miles Davis, like John Coltrane, like Beethoven, if you will, into this unique sound that is very peculiarly theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
And in Jerry's case, it's just a healthy, nutritious, I want to hear more of that kind of sound.